Hey y'all, welcome back to the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It's your girl Desi, and today I want to talk about waiting. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, waiting for marriage or, you know, waiting for God to bring that person into your life. No, I'm talking about what we need to do and how we are to act when we are waiting. A lot of times we use the excuses that we are waiting on God when actually God is waiting on us to be able to walk outside our comfort zone. God is waiting for us to gain that area of discipline. God is waiting for us to learn how to not fumble the blessing he is about to give us. Like God, we aren't waiting on God. We are never waiting on God. God is waiting on us with open arms. He's out there ready to reach us. Like we are not too far from him. And sometimes I really wanted to talk to you guys about this subject because when I was thinking of waiting, I'm like, you know, yeah, God, of course I got to wait. Like I have nothing better to do. You know what I'm saying? Like when we get into certain circumstances, we think about the literal and not the spiritual. And so, for example, I'm waiting on God to bless me with, you know, my very own apartment. So as I'm waiting on God, I'm not waiting correctly. I am waiting in anxiety. I'm waiting, you know, in angst. I'm waiting in worry because some part of me does not believe that God is going to do it. And you got to be honest with yourself. I know we have those moments of doubt, you know. We're human. It's natural. But when you're waiting on the Lord, you're not to wait in anxiety. That's not waiting at all. That's you just being antsy. When God tells us to wait, he tells us to be still, but to be still in expectation. I'm going to take you guys there. I don't think I'm not going to let you guys know where I'm getting this from. I'm going to take you guys to the word. So I want you guys to jump to Psalm 27 verses 13 through 14. Psalms chapter 27, verses 13 through 14. Okay, and this is what it reads. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. And that was, again, Psalm chapter 27, verses 13 and 14. And if you're not sure, this is David speaking. David is basically like, where would I be? What would have happened to me if I didn't believe in the Lord? Seriously, this is what it says. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want us to pause right there. Because a lot of us don't even think about, you know, the joys that are here on earth. We just think about heaven. Like, I can't wait to get to heaven because, you know, God is up there. I can't wait to sit up there with God because I know everything is good. Like, I just can't wait. Listen, you shouldn't be dreading, you know, here on earth just so you can get to heaven. Like, no, you should be able to bask in the joy. You should be able to rejoice and be happy and have that peace on earth as it is in heaven. Some of us have been sleepwalking. I'm so serious. Some of us have been sleepwalking throughout this world all of our life. We've been dragging our feet, so tired of what's happened to us, so exhausted of people being rude to us, so exhausted of people just walking over us. We haven't had a care in the world, don't even know what happiness looks like, don't even know what love looks like. We're just miserable. Miserable people. Listen, misery definitely loves company. And so when you're just giving it access, then you're not... You're not looking for a way to live in the land of the living. You're now, you know, just here being absent. It is possible for you to be here on earth, but still be absent. Your mind is elsewhere. Your thoughts are elsewhere. You're not here. Who am I talking to? Put yourself in David's shoes and just see where he is coming from. David's like, listen, I would have been lost. I would have been robbed of hope if I did not believe that I would see God's goodness here on earth as it is in heaven. Because if we don't believe in that, then we don't have hope. All we would believe is that, okay, we're going to be handed into the hands of our enemies. All we're going to see is dark days. All we're going to be able to do is live in violence. No, God's peace is still here. Listen, God's peace transcends all. If you want that peace, it's time that you seek the Lord. If you want to be able to get through this world, if you want to be able to survive, to thrive, and to be able to live abundantly, you're going to have to believe that you're going to see God's goodness. You got to expect it. Because listen, a thief comes to do what? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, you got to stop letting the devil take away your joy. You got to stop letting the enemy steal, destroy what, you know, what has been given to you. That freedom, you still have it. And you can take it back. You have the authority to take it back. Everything that you have lost to the enemy, you have more than enough authority to take it on back and gain greater reward. God has already given you permission. I don't know who this is for, but it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to stop dragging your feet. It's time for you to stop moping around like, oh my gosh, why do I have to go to work today? Or I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be around those people. Listen, Negative Nancy, it's time for you to get out of your funk and see the joys that God have laid here on earth. There are so many treasures that you have yet to see. There's so many things that I have yet to see. That's why I want to travel, because God created this beautiful world for us to just live in and enjoy. And some of us are just sleepwalking through it, not even experiencing all that there is to experience. You gotta stop doing this to yourself. I understand you may not like the position that you're in, but you gotta believe that you're gonna see God's good. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to reap what you sow. You want to sow negativity, you're going to reap negativity. If you want to sow in abundance, then you're going to have to get down and start giving God praise. You're going to have to start sowing with the word of God. You're going to have to say, listen, I know that God has plans to prosper me and not harm me. God has already given it to you. God has already, listen, it's written. It's already there. You just got to speak the word. You got to activate it, because when you speak the word, it activates something deep inside of you. It activates that power inside of you that was being harnessed by your fears, by your worries, by your anxieties. It is time for you to allow God's word to work through you, not just for yourself, but for those connected to you. Listen, if somebody sees you getting out of your funk, listen, you've probably been in your funk for like 12 years. Somebody seeing you make that move to be a better you, they're going to be like, wow, I see God working in that person. After 12 long years, they finally got up and decided to do good for themselves. Praise the Lord. Somebody is watching you. You may think this is the end. You think this is over. It is not. This is a whole new chapter. Stop throwing in the towel. Stop giving in so easy. You want big things, but you're not ready to work hard. You want your name and lights, but you're not ready to put in that work. Listen, God is only going to give to his hardworking servants. He's not going to give you a dime if he knows you're not going to be able to, you know, replenish it. If he knows you're not going to be able to flip that back, because he knows your heart. He knows your heart. And you have to think to yourself, okay, why would God give this to me? Am I showing him, you know, am I being that model, that example, on earth that he needs me to be? Am I disciplined enough? You know, in order for us to do the things that God called us to do, we got to reflect and ask ourselves, okay, I understand that God qualifies the call, but what am I doing for myself to prepare for this? You know, and I understand that God puts us all in a process. God puts us all in a preparation period. However, you have to do your part as well. It's not just going to be on God. This is a mutual relationship. Yes, God always gives more. He always exceeds our expectations, but you got to be willing to work at it too. So back to verse 13, it said, I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's time for you to see God's goodness here on earth. Take a walk. Go, you know, go on a trail. Do something, but get outside of what you thought you knew. Start looking at the sky. Look at the sunset. Look at how the colors are just mixed together. That's creativity. That's goodness right there, because it just brings me so much joy to be able to see something so beautiful. Now let's look at verse 14. It says, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Now, y'all know I always believe that, you know, when the word is emphasized and it's, you know, said twice, that it's there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? All the words in the Bible are there for a reason. But every time I see something written twice, I look at it and so, okay, what is God trying to get me to see? Because clearly he wants me to see something. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason that he emphasized it again. And so the thing that was emphasized was wait for and confidently expect the Lord. And then at the end it says again, yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. So this kind of ties me back into my point where it's like, you know, we're waiting on God and da-da-da-da. No, you are never waiting on God. You may be waiting for the Lord, you know, for his will to play out into your life. However, you're never waiting on God because it's already done. It's already up and it's stuck. It's already finished. Like, that's the type of mindset you got to have. Just like when you pray for things, you already got to believe that you have received it, you know? So when it says, you know, wait for and confidently expect the Lord, when you're waiting, you got to wait in expectation, know that God is going to deliver you from that thing, no matter what the circumstance is. I'm going to say that again. When you are waiting for the Lord, you got to wait in expectation. Wait in confidence, knowing that no matter what I am going through, God is still going to show up and show out. No matter, you know, if I lose my house, God is still going to give me provisions. No matter if I lose my job, God is still going to give me the funds to be able to, you know, feed my kids. No matter what, God is still there. And that's what that is. That's what this means to me. It's like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is what came to my mind when I was thinking about this. Like, listen, no matter what dark pit I go through, God is there. No matter how fast I am walking, I am never too far to God's reach. God got my back. If God is for me, who can be against me? It's time for you guys to wake up and get active. It's time for you guys to get active by reading the word of God so that it can activate that thing that is inside of you. We all want to work in the altitude of God, but we aren't allowing God's greatness to work through us. Come on, God. I feel you working through me in this thing. Listen, before I end this episode, I just got to let you guys know that you are not the only one in this, okay? There are many people who have been where you are, who have been in your shoes. You're not the first one walking this thing out. Jesus walked it out before you, and he is showing you that, you know, he is ordering your footsteps. But if you aren't, you know, willing to walk in the things that he has ordered for you, then you're going to stumble. So wake up, get active, and start reading the word of God, because that is the only thing that is going to activate the greatness that is inside of you. No more, you know, dragging your feet. No more, you know, hating life as it is just because of what happened to you. Stop playing the victim, okay? I don't know your story. I don't know, you know, what you went through. But what I do know is that you have a powerful, powerful God that is backing you. You have a powerful, powerful God that is just ready to just scoop you up and show you what abundance really is. God is trying to show you that thing. He's trying to work that thing out of you. So you may not like where you are right now, but understand that God is stretching you. God is pruning you. He is working that thing out for your good, believe it or not. If y'all didn't take anything away, just write this down. Wait in expectation. Wait in expectation. Not an expectation that, you know, you're going to get what you want, but an expectation that God is going to provide, that God is going to show up, even if it's in a way that you weren't expecting. But expect that God will deliver. And you may not like the emotions that come with that deliverance, but listen, when God does something, it's always a good thing. Love y'all. Talk to you guys in the next episode, and y'all have a blessed one.